You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio on this last night, the last 10 minutes of September 30th in Chicago. Elliot, is it more dire when I say it that way, Elliot?
You are. It's like, I feel like the walls are closing in on
Nine minutes left in September.
September will be gone.
We are heading into October, and we are going to celebrate with whiskey and a cookie to ring in the...
September is like that... That girl I was dating who I really, really liked, but she's dumping me now.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know how I can cheer you up? Let's go see some cat videos at the Music Box Theater on Sunday.
Awesome sauce.
This Sunday, Cat Video Fest plays at the Music Box Theater, and there are two showings at 2 and 4 o'clock. We have Charlie Propsim and Jenny... You told me how to pronounce your name.
Schlieder.
I wrote it down, and I was like, nope, I'm going to get this wrong. So let me... I wrote down the way you spelled it, and I realized I should write it down the way I hear it. Sometimes they're two different things, aren't they? We have... We are excited that you guys, not only do you have this event on Sunday, but you have another one coming up on Thursday, the 6th through October 10th at the Vidim Theater. Did you say, is it Vidim?
Vidim.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Vidim. Mm-hmm. With Acrocats. But first, tell us a little bit about this event on Sunday, the cat videos.
I think the fun thing about the Cat Video Fest, because when I explain it to people, I say it to people, they always look at me like they have no idea what it is. Well, what is it? And I say, it's a cat. Internet Cat Video Fest. So
all those videos you're wasting time at work watching, right. You've compiled all the best ones.
The best ones thematically. So there's drama and then comedy and action, and it's wonderful.
Romance,
documentary.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's the best ones, so you don't have to waste your time on seeing ones that aren't good, but which would that be, right?
How do you pick and choose? There's no such thing.
Yeah, so it's a really fun...
Because I'm stuck on the one where it is a great cause. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm stuck on the videos where the cats are licking ice cream and they get the brain freeze. Should I feel bad for the cats when they get the brain freeze?
No, they get over it.
Exactly, just like we do.
Because they go back to the ice cream right after. It's not like they're like, oh, this is bad. I need to stay away.
Yeah. My favorite is the cat wearing a shark suit riding a Roomba.
The Roomba, yes.
I have not seen that one. Is that going to be part of the video fest?
That's usually like in the now because it's been around for a few years is a classic.
Yes.
And it's usually in the classics.
Well, and the great thing is to see it on a big screen. It's one thing to see it on your laptop or your tablet or your phone. We get to with a bunch of people having a good time.
Right. And that's the key. The guy who started it, and this was actually an art exhibit, you know. This wasn't supposed to be for a bunch of cat people. This was supposed to be an ironic, hipster, artsy-fartsy thing that they started at the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis.
Oh, they were trying to be hip.
They were trying to be hip and cool. And then they said, well, we're going to bring all these people together and see what happens. And then they realized that not just like hipster ironic people came, but everybody came and brought their cats and their dogs and their families.
There's cats and dogs
people
living together.
Bring their animals.
Mass hysteria.
Yeah. For the bipeduals. And
Hold on. You just dropped the new term on me. The what?
Aren't you a bipetual? Everyone should be. Okay.
Bipetual.
I need to remember.
Charlie,
that.
Are you bipetual?
Absolutely. Two cats, one dog.
Oh.
I'm tri-curious.
Birds. You throw birds in the mix. Yeah. Yes. Oh, you know, you like the rabbits and
rabbits.
The guinea pigs.
Yeah, we've got rabbits and guinea pigs.
It's a lot going on. Yeah. It's a zoo. It's mayhem.
That's the point. It's about people bringing people together to do this all walks of life.
How do people bring their cats to this event?
On a harness and leash, of course, they come to kitty kindergarten class and train them.
Okay. No, because I used to have two cats, and I had dreams of taking them for walks, but like I just imagine like cats kind of walking all the way like with their bellies to the ground. I know I'm doing it in the studio, like how I imagine them.
I see that.
I can't do it on the radio, but like just all hunched down, right?
Or they just flop over, too.
They flop over when they're on the leash?
It's better.
Come on over to your microphone right here.
The best way to refuse. So some people bring them in kitty strollers, which is probably recommended in a big crowd.
Yeah, I would think. Plus dogs?
Mm-hmm.
This is so exciting. I'm excited to come on Sunday.
Well, and I don't want to false advertise. That was in Minneapolis when they did it on the Great Lawn.
Okay.
I assume at the Music Box, actually, they probably won't let dogs and cats in.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Now we have to travel to Minneapolis. You got us all excited, Elliot. No, but the thing that we're coming for are the great videos, this wonderful fest, and to support the Friends of Animal Care and Control. And that's where you're from, Charlie.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the work that you do there.
Okay. Friends was started about 15 years ago to help the animals at the city pound. Mm-hmm. In Chicago, the city animal shelter, Animal Care and Control, is the largest shelter in the city, and nobody knows it's there.
Oh, well, and, let's learn more about that. We're going to take a break here, and I'm going to come back because we have another segment. We're not rushing you at all because we want to find out more about the work that you're doing and what people should know about the Friends of Animal Care and Control. And we also want to find out more about the Video Fest as well as AcroCats. It's going to be next week at the Vidim Theater. More after the Vidim?
Vidim, I believe.
Vidim.
Okay, we'll find out. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Joining me is Elliot Serrano, our Chief Geek Officer. And you can go to geektome.net to find out all things that the King of Geeks has to say. We also have in studio with us Jenny Schleter, who is working with the Animal Care and Control. She's runs their media. Is that the best way to describe your position?
Some of it, uh-huh.
What's the rest of it? You can tell us all of it.
I just started.
So developing as we go. Right.
But the overall goal is to help save more animals' lives.
Wonderful. And also with the Friends of Animal Care and Control is Charlie Propsim. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine.
I told you it was just a casual conversation, didn't I?
Absolutely.
How did you get involved with the Friends of Animal Care and Control?
Oh, my gosh. I work in advertising, or I did before I retired, and my boss and I used to have friendly fights about animal things because I was always very passionate about them, and he was a pigeon shooter.
So you could see how you would be kind of coming at it from different angles.
Yeah,
okay,
we kind of butted heads. But his barber's wife was an advocate for animals. She was hounding the city for many years to take a more humane approach to animal care and control. Mm-hmm. And so one day, Tom said, I know somebody who your wife could hook up with who might help. And so I met this woman. She was lovely, Lily, and mm-hmm. she was a Swedish lady. And we have to do something with these animals.
Aww.
Anyway, that's how I got roped into it. I went to a meeting out there and saw Animal Care and Control for the first time and said, okay, I'm never going back in those kennels, mm-hmm. but I can help you with advertising.
Oh, so. There you go. And are you from Chicago originally?
No, I'm from Door County, Wisconsin.
Really? Yeah. Which part?
Sturgeon Bay.
Okay. I mean, you know, everybody spent some time at what's the one with the goats on the roof?
Al Johnson's Al in Johnson. Sister Bay.
Yeah. We've been through Sturgeon. I mean, some of the best cherries in the world. You got to get some cherry pie when you go to Door County. Yeah. And so you're from Door County originally,
uh-huh.
and you came to Chicago to work in advertising, or did you do advertising there?
I did advertising in Madison, Wisconsin for many years, too, and then moved down to the big city because I wanted to see what it was like to work with the big guys.
And how did that turn out for you?
It was wonderful.
Oh, really?
It was great.
Oh, yeah. Glad to hear that. It's got to be, I mean, it's an adjustment to go from Door County with just, you know, beautiful landscape, mm-hmm. wide open, you know, with the
that's
a gorgeous
beautiful.
Scenery. And then Madison's a great college town. I mean, it's a great capital as well.
It was great. It was a good place to live. I stayed there for way too long.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Too.
Are you from Madison as well?
I'm also a cheesehead.
Uh-huh.
From a little town called Port Washington, north of Milwaukee.
Okay, I know Port Washington, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice,
yeah.
Really nice area, mm-hmm. really pretty. Mm-hmm. And then you ended up in Madison as well?
As well.
Going
mm-hmm.
to UW or?
Mm-hmm.
And what were you studying there?
Journalism, sociology, and social work.
Well, you know, why don't you just do it all?
Yeah, right.
That's a great, was a great combination. And did you come to Chicago for work as well?
Yeah, sort of. I lived in Spain for a while, after school.
Sure. I mean, who doesn't live in Spain when they're done with school? That really seems like what sent you to Spain? Were you studying abroad?
Well, actually I was supposed to study abroad and then I had a little injury and I couldn't go.
Okay.
So I decided to postpone it until after I graduated. And then I was supposed to go for like a 3-month intensive language thing, but then I stayed almost 7 years.
What? Wait.
I loved it there.
That's fantastic. I'm just going to go for a couple months, years.
It was
years.
Fun.
How did, what compelled you to stay for 7 years? It's great, but.
I got a job with Reuters. I worked as a journalist there for a while. Mm-hmm. And then there was some. Who's listening? There were some legal paper issues. So then I need to, in order to get my papers, I needed to be self-employed.
Right.
So then I started a little secondhand bookshop / cat rescue.
Oh, wow. So now that kind of brings you full circle mm-hmm. to working at the Animal Care and Control.
Yeah.
And Charlie, what kind of advertising? Is there any of the campaigns that we would know? Or, I mean, I hate asking that. You know what? That's a silly.
No, it's fun because I've had a very varied career.
Uh-huh.
I came to work at J. Walter Thompson 800 million years ago, and I was hired to work on McDonnell Douglas there. So
ooh.
I did the launch campaign for the F-15E fighter plane.
Sure, why not? Yeah, because wow. Everyone needs to have that campaign. Yeah.
And the F-A-18, I did advertising for their electronic systems, helicopters, Apaches, you name it. And then
Did
a whole bunch of other stuff in the middle, and my last 12 years before I retired were spent doing pharmaceutical advertising,
uh-huh.
which was fascinating. And I did the launch campaign for Abilify, which is an antipsychotic, which everyone should take.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I love that an advertiser is like, everyone should take antipsychotic medication. Yeah. Then we'll actually buy everything. Yeah. There you go.
Put it in the water supply.
And Charlie and Jenny are here to talk about the Cat Video Fest, which is playing this Sunday at the Music Box Theater. And again, these are 70 minutes collected videos from the internet. Some of them are classics. They're themed, whether it's drama, comedy, documentary. And what times are the show? Are the videos running?
2 o'clock and 5 o'clock.
Okay. Oh, 2 and 5. I apologize mm-hmm. if I got that wrong earlier. Okay. And everyone can go to musicboxtheater.com for more information about the showtimes and buying tickets. You also have the amazing AcroCats coming up on the opening October 6th and running through the 9th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Now, so if you're impressed with the VidFest, you'll be super impressed with the AcroCats because these are trained cats. They're clicker trained.
Mm-hmm.
People know that you can train dogs with clickers, but you can train cats. You know that. You can train cats with clickers as well.
But they're a little more, are they more selective with what they'll answer to?
Depends.
See?
Maybe.
Okay.
Some of them. And they do everything. They're tight roping. They're jumping through hoops. They're, I don't know what else.
Playing
they do
guitars?
All the. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the Rock Cats is the finale. So first they do circus acts.
Gotcha.
And then at the end, the musicians come out, the Rock Cats, and there's a drummer. And then they have a couple of other species helping. They have a chicken playing the cymbal and a groundhog playing the gong.
Okay, hold on.
Did you say the Rock Cats or the Rockettes?
Rock Cats.
The Rock Cats. That's what
the
I
Rock
thought.
Cats.
Okay.
Is this before or after we take the antipsychotic? This is getting a little surreal right now.
And you know, the trainer, Samantha Martin, is from Chicago.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So they originate here in Chicago. Now they go all over the world.
And you can go to circuscats.com to find out about the tuna and the rock cats and the amazing acro cats. But this event is at the Vidim Theater, which is at 1012 North Noble Street, opening on October 6th, running through the 9th. Times will vary, but proceeds go to the Chicago Animal Care and Control. And then on the opening night, you also have your big night. Tell us about this is with chefs, Steve Dale, all kinds of things are happening at the Big Night.
Yeah, Big Night is, this is our 12th year mm-hmm. of doing it. And it was started by a Chicago chef named Jackie Shen. She started asking her chef friends to come and cook and do a benefit for the animals. And the first two years, it was in the backyard of Animal Care and Control, and it poured rain both times.
Wow.
So, now we're in the beautiful cultural center downtown, and I'm talking with my hands. That doesn't work on radio.
That's fine. You're absolutely fine. Which is the former library, isn't it?
It's a really gorgeous building.
Beautiful.
It's a gorgeous building, and for $130 a ticket, which sounds huge, but you get to eat the delicious food of about, I think we've got 14 chefs this year that will be lining the room.
What?
And silent auctions and live auctions, and Mr. Dale from WGN will be our host. And it's just
Steve
a lot of
Dale.
It's, it's just a lot of fun.
You do. You're very animated. That's great. But, and people can get tickets by visiting FCACC.org, which is the short, you know, the an acronym for Friends of Animal Care and Control. Is an acronym the way to? I panicked. I shouldn't have even questioned it. Say it with conviction, commit, and just plow forward. But that's big night, their 12th annual Celebrity Chefs Benefit. And that's going to be, again, Thursday, October 6th at the Chicago Cultural Center, Preston Bradley Hall at 78 East Washington Street. And you can also call for reservations at 312-224-1116. Or again, visit FCACC.org. That's F as in Frank, C as in cat, A as in apple, C as in cat,
Or Chihuahua.
Or Chihuahua. Oh, I'm sorry, Chihuahua. Oh, yeah, I should change that for...
And Cocker Spaniel.
Okay.
You know, come on.
I know. I was just trying to help out. You know? Arrow Cats opening on the same night, running through the 9th. Is there anything you want to make sure people know about the Animal Care and Control in Chicago before we go?
Well, I think one of the important things to know, besides the fact that it's the biggest shelter in the city, is that they are funded by our city government, and they don't get a lot of money there. They survive on a half to two-thirds of what other communities do.
Or one-third, actually. Sorry.
Thank you. And she should know now. She knows the details. But... that's one of the reasons that Friends of Animal Care and Control exists, is to help support the shelter with things that they just can't do.
Right.
And if you're going to be a humane community, you really need to take care of those animals. You can't treat them badly and expect a good outcome.
Right. So. And the best thing to do is participate in your community. This is one of the, we always wonder, how can we help? And these are some really fun events that people can participate in. Again, the Cat Video Fest plays at the Music Box Theater this Sunday. Go to musicboxtheater.org for more information on that one. Thank you so much. Were you going to say something?
Well, I just wanted to say, too, we've had some remarkable statistics at Animal Care and Control. In a city the size of Chicago, with the lack of funding that this department survives on, they have a 90% save rate for cats.
What?
Yep.
That's tremendous.
90% of them leave alive. So that's really something to celebrate.
Right.
Dogs... Jenny, what is the dog numbers?
I think we're at 76%.
And let's help them improve those numbers. You know what? 90% is great. There's nothing wrong with shooting for better. And the same thing, obviously, improving.
That's what we're working
for. Rescuing dogs. So let's be a part of the solution. Again, go to musicboxtheater.com for this Sunday's Cat Videos Fest. And you can also go to the Vidim Theater, October 6th to the 9th, and go to the event, the big night. And we'll talk more about that on Monday as well with Steve Dale, I promise.
Okay.
I'll post those links.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies. When we come back, it's time for Whiskey and a Cookie with Rob Martier and Elliot Serrano. More on 720 WGN. It's pretty late.